Now, I wanted to have a quick yarn with Natalie Ward, the New South Wales Roads Minister, because we have been showing you photographs of mobile speed cameras where the warning signs are completely hidden. Completely hidden. You can't see them because the car is hidden behind a tree. And there are a couple of images that we have shared. The first one was from Lethbridge Park. And when you're driving along, there's just no way in the world you could see the sign. And there's another one we've got as well that we'll put up on 2GB.com from Pennant Hills Road in Carlingford. In that one, you can see a fraction of the sign, maybe 30% of it. The other 70% is hidden behind a tree and a telegraph pole. Natalie Ward, the New South Wales Roads Minister, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ben.
Now, Minister, I know we don't agree on everything, and I sent you some photos in the past, and you said, no, they're okay, the car is positioned in an appropriate spot. You've had a look at the photographs we've sent you. I want to go to the one in Lethbridge Park, where there's no way in the world you can see the warning sign. Surely you would agree that that car is not parked correctly.
You know, Ben, can I say thanks, first of all, for bringing this to my attention and for the information about it. I have seen those pictures. And like you, I'm concerned about the placement of these mobile speed camera vehicles. I've raised this with the head of the Transport Department as recently as yesterday on those two specific ones. In relation to that Lethbridge Park location, and I've looked at that picture, they tell me that's parked within the guidelines, but nonetheless I've asked Transport to ensure those contractors who run those speed camera programs ensure those vehicles are not hidden. You know, it's really clear that we want to make sure that people can see those signs, and the Pennant Hills Road location, I'm informed they have used that location for around 7 years on Pennant Hills Road, but I have made it very clear that my expectation is that those contractors ensure that the vehicles are not hidden.
Well, Minister, blow me down. Here was me thinking you'd come on and defend the indefensible. You're not.
Well, no, we're committed to making sure that people are safe on our roads, and those rooftop signs should be visible. But can I say the information is out there so that people slow down. We want people to obey those rules. We don't want more families losing loved ones on our roads. And so, you know, I've met with the families of those who've lost loved ones on our roads. We want everyone getting home safe. Hearing their harrowing stories is awful. And so we want to make sure that road safety is top of mind. This is National Road Safety Week. So I've had that conversation. I think it's important we get the balance right, and I've told Transport to issue information to those operators to make sure that those speed cameras are in suitable locations, but that we're also educating drivers to please slow down.
Yeah, I mean, you've got them up on the nature strip and they're parked behind a tree, and people have taken the point of view photos as you're heading towards the mobile speed camera. There's no way of seeing the warning signs. You know the problem you'll have now. People would have heard this and they'll think, okay, if I copped a fine at those locations in Lethbridge Park or in Carlingford, then I'll challenge them and I'll provide the 2GB interview with Natalie Ward as evidence that I got sprung unfairly.
Well, you know, Ben, just if you don't want to get a speeding fine, please slow down. And, you know, the rules are there for a reason. We want people to slow down because we want to save lives. And, you know, it's important that everyone obeys those rules. This is something that we're very clear about as a government. We want to keep people safe on our roads. I'd rather not a single speeding fine be issued. I'd rather not anyone get a speeding fine. If it meant everyone's obeying the speed limit, they get home safe. But can I also say, Ben, there's no incentives for these drivers to park in hidden locations. The contracts, and I've asked to look at them for those companies who operate the mobile speed cameras, they're based on how long they're enforcing the speed limit for, not how many fines they issue. So I just want to be clear about that, but they need to be out there. We need to ensure we're keeping people safe. We've got those rooftop signs out there. They should be visible during every enforcement session.
All right, well done. I appreciate your common sense response. Now, before you go, and very briefly, you're in the upper house. Are you going to be passing the voluntary assisted dying legislation this morning?
Yeah, we had a late night last night, Ben. We got through most of those amendments. We've still got a few to go, and I'm really pleased that we can work through this in a respectful, calm way. It's good to be able to address these issues. I anticipate that we'll go through sometime this morning, and pleasing that everyone, it's important that we hear from everyone on that and we get the balance right, but that looks like all the voices will be heard, and we'll be getting there with a resolution on that legislation this morning.
We appreciate your time, Minister. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Ben.
Natalie Ward, the New South Wales Roads Minister, who agrees that the placement of some of those mobile speed cameras is not quite right. She's now talking to the operators of those cameras.